In 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, in verse 13, the Bible says that God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that which you are able. God is faithful. He will not allow a temptation or trial to come your way that you are not able to bear. God will help you. God will help you because He knows how much you can bear. When you see those big trucks going down the interstate, they all look huge, strong. It looks as though they can all carry heavy loads, and they can. But all of them cannot carry equally heavy loads. There are some trucks with fewer axles. There are some trucks with lighter springs. There are some trucks with less horsepower than others. All of these trucks were created by a manufacturer who knows the load that each of these trucks are made to carry. God has created all of us. He knows our load limit. And since He is in charge of the loader, the one who piles on these temptations and trials, God is in charge of that one too. Therefore, He will not allow the devil to pile on more than you can carry. You remember I told you that I was a crane operator. I have operated many cranes of many capacities. I have operated cranes that could lift 10 tons, 15 tons, 25 tons, 100 tons, 300 tons, 500 tons. These cranes had different capacities, and I knew the capacity of each crane that I operated. And since I was in charge of how much these cranes lifted, I would not allow the workmen to put more weight on these cranes than they were designed to carry. That's almost like God operates. He says that He would not suffer or allow you to be tempted above that which you are able. If you're being tempted and tested, it's because God knows you're able to carry those. You do know that some people are tried and tempted more than others. It's because God knows how much they can carry. Have you noticed that some people are given more responsibility than others? Because God knows they're able to bear these responsibilities. That's why you have some pastors of 100 people, some of 300, some of 500. Then you have the pastors that can carry the burden of a church with thousands of members. I know there's some of us who are capable of carrying the burden of 100, and we're asking God for thousands. God is no fool. He knows what you're capable of doing. He knows how many people's burdens you're able to bear. But you can raise your load limit. You can go through some trials, and every time you do, your load limit goes up. Every time you win the victory over a trial or temptation, your load level builds up. God will help you. There are people in the church that you are attending who are going through problems and temptations just like you have. I know that some of you say, I have been tempted to self-destruction. That's also has not been an unusual temptation. even to God's dearest saints, though He has preserved them and kept them alive, yet they have often felt like Job when he says, "My soul chooses strangling and death rather than life." And then cries another, "I've been tempted to the very worst sins, the most foulest sins, sins so evil that I am ashamed to even mention them to you." Well, friend, you don't have to tell me, and I trust that you will be kept from those by the mighty hand of God. You can tell them to God. You don't have to tell me. Many who are alive today are going through those same trials. Even the saints in heaven, if they could speak to you at this moment, would tell you that some of them were hard beset, even some of the bravest of them. Those who walked near to God were hard set by temptations which they would not have told their fellow men. So troubled were they by them. You remember the story of Elijah after he had worked a great work destroying the prophets of Baal. The Bible says that he ran for his life, disappointed, discouraged, thinking that he was the only one walking that holy road. He goes up into the wilderness, into a cave, and there came a voice to him and says, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" And Elijah told him, "I've been jealous for God. I've been jealous for the Lord God of hosts, because the children of Israel have forsaken the covenant. They've thrown down the altars. They have slain the prophets with the sword. And I only am left. And they seek to kill me." Elijah thought he was fighting this holy fight alone. He felt that he was the only one that still loved God. He thought that everybody was against him, and especially Jezebel. And Elijah was ready to die. He told God, "Take my life. It's better if I'm dead. I don't want to live anymore. I don't want Jezebel to kill me. I'd rather have you take my life than Jezebel." And God replied to Elijah, "Yet I have left me 7,000 in Israel, all the knees which have not bowed unto Baal, and every mouth which hath not kissed him." Elijah, you may have thrown in the towel, but I'm throwing it right back to you. Wipe your face and get up. We've got work to do. What if every time you threw in the towel, God threw it back at you and said, "Wipe your face"? What if every time you gave up, God said, "Get up"? That's what He's saying to you today.